everybody, welcome. We're joined by Dr. David Luke from the Irish Baptist College. David is the Director of Postgraduate Studies at the college, and he also lectures in historical theology. But in particular today, we're glad he's with us because he has studied and written several articles, and most recently, this particular book on Jonathan Edwards and the Lord's Supper. He's also giving the autumn lecture at the Irish Baptist Historical Society on Thursday the 19th at 7:30 at the Irish Baptist College. And so with that coming up, I thought it would be helpful for us to maybe just hear a little bit about why there would be benefit in taking time to understand a little bit more about Jonathan Edwards, and in particular about his theology around the Lord's Supper. So, David, can I ask you, first of all, for somebody who maybe is less aware, can you tell us a little bit about Jonathan Edwards and why this man of the past, there's a lot of benefit in us trying to wrestle with what he said and his theology?
Thanks, Andrew. Jonathan Edwards, 18th century historian in colonial America. Some people say he's the greatest mind ever produced in America. May have been produced in America, but he would have regarded himself as a British citizen very much. But that's maybe a different debate to have. But more important, I think, for us, he's a hugely influential figure in the history of evangelicalism. He lived through two periods of revival, the second of which was the Great Awakening in America, which is a huge movement in the American church that continues to resonate right down until the present day. He wrote widely about the subject of revival. He analyzed revival. He analyzed spiritual experience. Alongside that, he wrote several important works, such as Freedom of the Will, which are major theological works. And alongside that, he was very much involved in everyday pastoral work, if you like. So he produced lots and lots of sermons that, again, have been very influential over the years. I suppose the most famous of these is Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And from a purely Baptist perspective, he's been hugely influential in the history of the Baptist movement, especially here in the British Isles, where he influenced such figures as William Carey and Andrew Fuller. So a very, very significant figure in church history, in the history of evangelicalism, and I think also in the history of the Baptist movement.
David, your work and this lecture in particular are focused on Jonathan Edwards' thoughts about the Lord's Supper. Without giving too much away, can you briefly tell us what he is doing, or what he's adding to the discussion about the Lord's Supper that you think is important for people today to be thinking about?
Yeah. Again, I think that takes us back a little bit to think about, you know, why I wrote the book in the first place, what got me interested. And I suppose one of the things that I'd been thinking about for a while was our practice as Irish Baptists at the Lord's Supper. I think sometimes there's a widespread assumption that we know what we're doing and we're all agreed what we're doing. But actually, in reality, and certainly I'm guilty of this in terms of my own pastoral ministry, maybe not very much teaching about it. So as I reflected on that, that got me to think a little bit more about the Lord's Supper. And I think a good thing to do for us all is to focus on our own practice and reflect it through a slightly different lens. And that's one of the values, I think, of historical theology, that it gets us to think about our own practice from another time, another culture, or another place, and to look at some of the ideas that emerge there. Edwards, I think, is particularly helpful because, as we come to expect with Edwards, he's always a very deep thinker. So he really does plumb the depths of the ideas that he explores. And again, I think that opens up a world for us to think about the Lord's Supper. So again, without going into too much detail at this stage, he thinks of it as a memorial, but not a kind of a bare memorial. He thinks of it as a covenant seal where again, God seals his promises to us and we seal our dedication to him. He thinks about it also as a means of communion, where we have communion with the Lord Jesus Christ through the supper, and also that we have communion with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and also as a means of spiritual nourishment, that the whole symbolism of the table behind that lies the idea of nourishment. So we come to nourish our faith. So I think those are helpful ways for us to think about the supper. We may end up, as I've ended up myself, not necessarily agreeing with him in everything that he says, but I think he's a helpful way for us to ask ourselves, well, what do we think? What do we believe? And why do we believe that?
Irish Baptists generally have a practice of celebrating the Lord's Supper every Sunday. It's a regular part of our worship. And yet, it's the old, quantity versus quality type of debate. Having carried out this study and obviously knowing the general climate of Irish Baptist churches, what particular questions do you think Edwards raises that we, Irish Baptists on the island in particular, should be given time to think about in order to more purposefully worship the Lord during that part of our service?
Yeah, I think the first and perhaps biggest question is this question again of thinking about what we're doing. So again, I think very often that's something that's assumed that we're all on the same page. So again, I think Edwards causes us to stop as Irish Baptists and ask, well, what are we doing? And are we agreed? Even if we're pretty much, I think, across the board as Irish Baptists, we're memorialists, but are we all agreed as to what that actually means, what that looks like? So I think that's kind of one of the big areas it causes us to think about. Edwards celebrated the Lord's Supper every 8 weeks, but he did believe in celebrating the Lord's Supper every week. But because of the church culture he had inherited, he was restricted to every 8 weeks. So, again, he had a very high view of the supper, would have loved to have seen it every week because it was so significant. Mm. But as you've hinted at in your question, Andrew, sometimes as Irish Baptists, we can get a little weary of that. So again, maybe that causes us to step back and to think, well, if this is so significant, if this is so important in the life of the Christian, in the life of the church, why sometimes are we a little bit reluctant to do this regularly, to do this every week? So I think there are a couple of areas that Edwards maybe challenges in that regard.
I want to say thank you very much for the work that you put in to doing the research and putting this book together, but in particular to the work that you've put into preparing this lecture for us at the Irish Baptist Historical Society on Thursday the 19th at 7:30 at the Irish Baptist College. We'll look forward to that time, and even this brief conversation, you've primed us and you've given us a reason to want to be there and to think it through. And I want to just extend an invitation to anybody who may be watching this and interested in coming along. It's an open lecture at the Irish Baptist College, 7:30 on Thursday the 19th of October. Even if you're not an Irish Baptist, but you're interested in the subject matter, you've been made very welcome. And I want to extend an invitation to you. And we will post the link to the talk as well for those who can't be there. But at this point, I want to make sure everybody knows that this is happening and knows that they would be welcome to attend. Dr. Luke, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you, Andrew, and others then on Thursday evening.